at the National Sunflower Association Summer Seminar. I'm speaking with one of our keynote speakers, Mike Dwyer. Mike, you work for USDA. Tell me what you do.
I work in the Foreign Agricultural Service. We're the international trade arm of USDA. My particular position, I'm the director of global policy analysis. So we got our fingers on the pulse of what's going on with global supply, global demand, policy changes, how it affects trade, stuff like that.
So I'm imagining you're following some conferences going on right now, like G20 and others, where they're kind of talking about a lot of this, right?
Yeah. Actually, one of the big topics of the G20 is food price volatility, and we were involved with that too.
Well, as you look at the future here, I mean, just kind of taking a little bit of a look ahead, what are some of the things you wanted these folks here to take away about, some thoughts and things they might consider as we look ahead to our markets and what might be affecting them?
I think the main message I was trying to leave the folks with here was that the current prosperity in American agriculture is not a flash in the pan. There's a reason why it's existed. It's largely built on strong global demand, fairly weak dollar, and the fact that the world cannot seem to respond fast enough with more production to push prices down. We have stock levels that are very, very low levels right now, so any supply disruption gets magnified in the futures market. But at the end of the day, we see Chinese demand, Southeast Asian demand, Latin American demand growing so quickly over the next few years as their middle classes expand that the current price environment is not likely to give way to the old price patterns of the past, where they go up for a year and then crash back down to the historical lows again. We think this time it's different. We think prices over the next 10 years will be significantly higher than the previous 10 years.
Now, would those things apply to the sunflower market, since we're speaking to sunflower growers here?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at sunflower prices today, they're pretty strong as well. So they're benefiting from these same macro forces. I mean, it's a rising tide lifts all boat. And when demand rises on a broad base like we're seeing, almost all the major crops will see a pop. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing.
Is there anything that you see that we ought to really keep an eye on that might, in some way, I mean, nobody ever wants to talk about the weather because who could predict what that's going to be like, but, anything outside of like this continued growth in some of these foreign markets, but any other factors that we should be aware of, be keeping our eye on?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things I talked about here is the propensity of some governments to, when they have a short supply, they just ban exports. And all that does is pass the price pressures from their domestic market into the global market, and it can make a bad situation much, much worse. We saw this in a huge way in 2008 in the food price crisis then. A lot of the jump in rice prices wasn't due to anything fundamental. I mean, there was plenty of stocks available. There was plenty of supply given the level of demand. Why did prices pop? It was because people were afraid once these bans hit. First off, the bans themselves were not even justified, but when they happened, everybody left as a buyer just started buying emergency reserves right then and there. They just wanted to make sure they had enough stocks on hand in the importing country. And it took rice almost doubled in price in almost no time at all. Once again, it was that fear that set in. We don't want to see that happen again. Our fear is as the supplies tighten, we could very well see it again.
Good thoughts. Glad to meet you here. Mike Dwyer. He is with USDA Foreign Ag Service.